Yay! Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. And look who decided to show up on time. Cousin Shane, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, no, you look a little down. What, did something happen?
Yeah, you know. You know, we're good at a lot of sports. We're just not great at any. Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I go round and round, man. I keep asking myself, you know, if you had asked me 3 months ago, that is this team going to make it to the Great Eight? No, the Elite Eight ain't happening. And then we're here and we're like, well, I can't believe we didn't win a natty. So I think that's classic Tennessee. You get sucked in. You feel like you belong somewhere. And then nobody gets bounced out of the playoffs better than we do.
Right. So, hey, you're jumping ahead a little bit. We'll discuss it in just a minute, Shane. But be honest now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear from you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of. And I'm just wondering if you have an alibi of where you were on Saturday.
No. No real good one. Why?
Because according to Kit Kat, Shane, someone stole 12 tons of Kit Kat candy bars in Europe. And I think that's plenty of time for you to get out there and steal 413,000 units of Kit Kats. Do you have an alibi for this?
I don't. I probably got some video footage of me. I did go to a Sam's Club, so I do have the receipt for that. So I think I'm good.
Right, but someone could have just went in there and got the receipt and handed it to you. I mean, can we verify there's cameras in there?
I'm sure somebody could mimic me, but it would take a lot of makeup and duffel bags, I guess.
They can do anything with AI these days, Shane. I don't believe that either.
No, that's crazy, man. How many 12 tons?
Yes, sir. 12 tons of Kit Kat bars.
Golly, I wish I knew that guy. Yeah.
So you're going to be like outside Walmart's, you know, support my basketball team, buy a Kit Kat. Is that what you're going to do? Kit
Kat, yeah. No, I'm not sharing. Now that this is out, you know, they're going to catch me. So, no, I didn't hear that. What a terrible, terrible story.
All right, no, I'm having fun with you, but I figured you had seen that, and I just wanted the cousins to be on the look at it. If you've seen any Kit Kats out there,
yeah, I don't believe it or not, I don't get Kit Kat alerts. You know, you would think if there's anybody that has his notifications on for the Kit Kat account, it's probably this cat. But no, I did. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. Hey, well, shout out. You know, some of the best content that you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Comes from Kirby Smart Unfiltered, right?
Oh, buddy, yes.
So we got some more of that. It's not quite as good as the locker room Marler style curse fest. But anybody that missed it, this is a real video. Shout out, this is a student or something. I got his name written down here. Shout out Richard on Twitter. That's just his name, Richard on Twitter. He shared this, Shane. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if the cousins have seen it. But this is Kirby at spring practice here. You can just hear him. It's pretty awesome.
Elias! Elias destroyed a mark! Elias just destroyed a mark! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please don't put him in against the run. Please don't put him in against the run. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Q!
So apparently the transfer, Amaris, we don't want his ass run blocking right now. He's not ready for Georgia.
No, but he's growing up real quick down there in Georgia, ain't he? I love it, man. We see it in spring. We see it in fall. They don't care, man. I think that speaker gets louder and louder every time we get a video that comes out from out there, down there.
Yeah, so that's why Kirby's the king. That's why Georgia's win back-to-back SEC football championship. Well, you know, we need to work on winning some playoff games, but
yeah.
I think that's what you just heard is Kirby working on it. You know what?
Yeah, be careful. You'll be another Tennessee before you know it. Making it to the dance. Can't do nothing with it.
Well, all right. You're going to keep bringing it up, Shane. We got to talk about it. Shout out to let's do this round by round, though. Sweet 16.
Yes.
What a showdown that was. Tennessee, Iowa State. Tennessee won 76-62. Arizona whooped up on Arkansas. Arkansas, I guess they just were never going to learn to play defense. 109-88, so that was tough. Purdue, Texas, that was a hell of a game, Shane. That ended right after we hopped off here on Thursday. Purdue won a nail-biter, 79-77. And then Michigan, I guess we really hate Michigan now, but they whooped Alabama 90-77. And then did you see this, Shane? Shout out Nate Oates. If only we had illegal players, we could have beat Michigan.
So we know we got to get bigger. Some of it was some injuries and stuff that happened. You know, when we saw the opportunity, you know, that to bring some size on after all the adversity we went through. You know, after Najee was declared eligible, and most people, including ourselves, thought, you know, if they're going to declare Najee eligible, that Bediako would be eligible. And had one judge that thought so. He would have definitely helped the situation with the rebounding. So we tried to kind of shore up the Bristol Collins.
Shane, if only we had these NBA players that we signed for a week, I think we would have whooped Michigan. You know what?
That's right. I think there's a lot of teams that would have been in that boat, Coach.
Well, man, it was an ugly look for the SEC. Yeah. And then Tennessee gave us some hope that maybe we'd have one team out of the conference in the Final Four. But nope, I don't think Tennessee's ever going to get there, Shane, because Michigan – oh, Lordy, whoop Tennessee's ass, 95-62. Well, it's hard to win, Shane, when you got to beat the refs, too. You know what?
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. Damn, officiating. No, it also hurts that you shoot, what, less than 20%, it felt like. I think every time I looked up, we were missing another three-pointer. So, yeah, I mean, you just can't win football or basketball games like that. What did they – I think – Michigan went on a 19-0 run after Tennessee. They can't take that first three-pointer away from us, Mike. They can't. It feels like Ohio State, you know, when we go three and out and then there's a stupid penalty. They'll never take that away from us.
Hey, potential breaking news here from Brodo. Yeah. Tiger Woods hired as the new Georgia driving coach. Go, Dogs.
Too soon. Dude, I tell you what, the memes were on fire. I thought something happened. I thought he died or something. As many alerts as I was getting, and then I get on there and I see his car flipped over. I was like, oh, God, Tiger.
So, let me ask you, worst weekend, Tiger Woods or the SEC in basketball?
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. I saw a meme out there. You know Morpheus. He's got the red pill and the blue pill.
Right.
And one says, you can drive like Tiger, but you drive like Tiger.
Maybe that's just what it takes to be a champion, you know?
He's Georgia, just got Tiger. Back, you know, they're saying he's going to be in the Masters and everything. And yeah, and then he gets hit. But he did blow 0.0, so we'll see. You know, good lawyer. I somebody says he's worth $1.4 billion and he can't find a driver, you know? It's like, I'll drive. And I won't say shit, Tiger, you know? So let me do a podcast every evening.
I don't trust you to do that.
Ain't no car flipping with me in it, Tiger.
Well, okay, you got a point. Now you wouldn't be over there. You wouldn't be over there. But, hey, again, people are going to run. I don't think this necessarily means anything, Shane, but Big Ten looks like they're dominating basketball now, too. I mean, is this a one-off, or is this just further evidence that all their money and everything, they have surpassed the SEC?
I immediately, after this game, logged on, and I saw I looked up the softball rankings to see if we own anything, right? Because we know Tennessee's good. We know Oklahoma's good, right? And I jumped on there, and there is a Nebraska floating around, but other than that, there is pretty much top six is going to be SEC. So we still own – this is a softball conference, right? But I joke, Mike. I feel like, you know, sometimes we just have these rounds. I think of it kind of like the stock market. You know, there's like good years, there's bad years. But when it's good, it's great. And when it's bad, you know, we start blaming things and people. So I feel like right now we're kind of in that – you know, let the Big Ten, they've had it here the last few years, but that is not going to be sustained. The SEC will find, I mean, they have multiple opportunities. It's not like we just put one team in the tournament here. It's not like we put one team in the college football playoffs. It's just the last few teams we put in have not been able to stack up against some of these Big Ten opponents, but I do not think that's forever.
Yeah. But it's whether it's fair or not, Shane, I think the perception is if you're not winning the big ones,
yeah,
then you are not a good conference. Now, Florida just won it last year in basketball. So, you know, we shouldn't just say the SEC can't compete in basketball, but
right.
Not being able to do it in football, now Big Ten dominating basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to sugarcoat. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Michigan cheated somehow. I can't quite figure it out yet, but I'm sure there was something going on there. But yeah, I mean, I hate it. I absolutely hate it because I remember, especially college, when we had, five national championships in a row, six, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we were there. We were and I feel like we could get right back. It's just sometimes when you get to the
football,
big one,
it was eight championships.
It was eight? Okay, yes. You know, so I feel like we'll get back. Maybe not eight, but I do feel like there'll be a three or four years of dominance again, you know. So maybe we're due. Maybe we're due. We got to get this out. Let them have their basketball, right? We've already moved on. We're talking football now.
Mizzou won the championship in chess. Don't forget.
We still got that, right?
Hell yeah. Thank you, Mizzou. You know what?
God, those smart bastards. I'm glad we brought them on.
Hey, all right. Not to get political, Shane. We never do that here. But I did think this was relevant. Shout out, and everybody will remember this guy as a coach, Tommy Tuberville.
Oh.
Senator, I believe, down there in Alabama. So he is, he's bitching and moaning and all this, but he is proposing a bill, Shane, where you get five consecutive years to play five seasons, and you're allowed to get one transfer. And he says this will fix 80% of the issues in sports today. So this is a real thing that he's trying. I don't even know if they pass this, which I don't know much about politics, but I think it would still be open to lawsuits. So would this hold? I don't know. But the fact that he is throwing this out there, maybe there's something there. But let me ask you, Shane, do you agree with any of that? 5 years to play five.
Yeah.
We'll do away with all red shirts. We'll do away with waivers, this, that, and the other. You get 5 years. You can play for 5 years, five consecutive seasons. One time they'll allow you to transfer, but then you got to sit out like the old school. Any thoughts on that?
I like it. I mean, I've heard different versions of this. I do think that it's the right move. For starters, you know, when you've got people like TJ Finley that's trying to play for 10 years, you know, and then you turn around and this guy can't play because he played lacrosse, you know. It's like, we can't have dumb rules like that. Let's fix the duration and let's stick with it, which growing up, it was like I thought it was set, right? I thought you had 4 years, five if you redshirt, you know, transfer it as a graduate, you know, we had those rules for a while, and then all of a sudden it goes away, and then so does SEC dominance. So let's change some laws and make it official again. So I get it, but the big one for me is the transfer. I like the one transfer, but I still think you should sit out a year, right? So, I'm okay with that. I don't know about the first one. I don't know if there should be a time frame on that one. Maybe if a coach change or something like that, but I always felt like once you transfer, you should sit out a season.
All transfers.
Yeah, I know it's going to get some blowback, but yeah, I you signed up, right? You signed the dotted line. You took the NIL money. So yeah, I feel like if you transfer, you reserve that right, but you're going to sit out a year and you'll still get an opportunity to play, but your clock started when you signed up.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad something you hit on there. I wanted to add, cause this is what I would tweak with all that.
Mm-hmm.
If the head coach leaves or is fired or what, different head coach, doesn't matter how it happens,
Right.
I think the players should be able to transfer.
Yes.
Whether that's four times or five times, I mean, hopefully no one would have four head coaches in 4 years. But if that happened, I think you should be able to leave. And then here's a wild card. Again, would this ever happen? Probably not. But if we are going to start reeling back player rights, mm-hmm. I think you got to go both ways with it. And what do I mean by that, Shane? Again, this would be a little controversial. I don't understand why it is, though. Coaches cannot leave if they're under contract. Mm. What do you think about that? I mean, what did you just say right there, Shane? You signed the contract. You signed the dotted line.
Right.
Why do we hold players to that? Or I mean, I hear that all the time, but we literally never hold the coaches to that. These guys are signing a $100 million contract, and then every year they got to get an extension, whether it's made up or not, because someone is like offering them a job. How about if you sign a 7-year deal with LSU, your ass is locked in. Oh, God forbid, you got to stay at one of the best schools in the country and get paid $10 million a year. God forbid. Yeah. Like, you sign that damn contract, you've got to honor it. I think that would change. I think that would help a lot, too.
We definitely would change contracts, right? We wouldn't be seeing 7, 8, 9-year deals. It'd be like, all right, we'll do 3. All right, because we're going to keep that door open. But I'm totally with that, because I feel like what's good for the goose is good for the gander, as they say. or better yet, you learn from your parents, right? My kid is one of the biggest smartasses in the country, and I designed that object. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's on me. The apple didn't fall far. So, I feel like the same thing. The reason we're having this problem, if you will, is because the coaches were doing it the whole time. So, absolutely, I feel like you got to hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm. I just think that would be kind of, again, it can't be a one-way street. I think it should be two-way. You know what?
Because if they're committing, to that team, that coach, that staff, right? So you can't do that and then bounce and be like, these kids can't leave, though. Yeah, coach is good, but you got to stay.
Hey, shout out to Ray Card, Shane. Appreciate you. He gave us a donation, and he's got a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the biggest dark horse in the SEC to win the Natty?
Dark horse. So let's see. Let's pick up in your mind. Three. Oh, would you say? Okay. All right.
So I'll take the top three off the table, and I would say that would be Georgia, Texas. And then... Who would be top three? How about Ole Miss? Just because they got an elite quarterback, elite running back.
Yeah.
They made it further than anybody. You can have anybody but them.
Can I throw Oklahoma in there too? Because that they're the one that's dark horse. See, when I think dark horse, I think of somebody that's lower half of the conference, a true dark horse. So I'm going to pick somebody that's in that lower tier. You go. Let me. No, I got it. You didn't mention them. Give me. No, you go. Let me think about this one. I got
Florida
two.
Gators.
I knew you'd go there. I knew it.
They got great players. Of course, I said that last year, and they went 4-8. But now they got a good coach, Shane. They got a good coach. Again, he's saying dark horse.
Yeah.
Am I guaranteeing this? Hell no. But I'm on record. I think Florida may go to the playoff this year.
Yeah.
I think they're that good, perhaps. Now, am I going to be picking that? Probably not, because they're at Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma. That's three games in a row, brother. But if they drop all three of those, they're probably not going. And odds are they're not going to win out all the way around that either. But again, if we're talking dark horse, I'm saying probably Florida.
Mm-mm-mm.
I know I'm going more off of your logic where you said bottom half.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said top three. Because other teams I'm considering, Tennessee, Oklahoma. Right. Are those dark horses? I mean.
No, that's what I'm saying. I say a dark horse would be South Carolina Gamecocks, right?
Yeah, that's another one I was thinking.
They got, I feel like this offense is going to look night and day different than it has the last few seasons. It's going to blow your mind when Briles gets his program rolling. And then you pair that with potentially the best quarterback in the country. Ah, brother, South Carolina may be the team. And it's an even year. Come on now. Just saying. I'm just saying. This is my dark horse. I'm going South Carolina Gamecocks here.
Okay. No, I don't think that's a bad pick. What about one other? Auburn.
Well, yeah, I do like some Auburn.
They
got a
really good defense last year. I know they lost some guys via the portal, but they were totally inept on offense.
Mm-hmm.
We got to assume that they're going to be better. I don't know how good they'll be year one, but I really love what I've seen from the quarterback Brown. So I think they're going to be, I mean, if they're just a top half offense.
Yeah.
And they remain really good on defense, they could be a playoff team.
What about this one? I don't know where you would have them. I would assume the lower half, Mizzou. Would you have them in the lower half? This is one.
Yes, I would.
Okay. If Austin Simmons hits, this could be the best offense in the country. I mean, I have a feeling. It's a gut feeling, right? Which is usually wrong. But I feel like the Mizzou Tigers offense could be absolutely dangerous. The question will be the defense because they turned over so much. But if you could keep putting points on the board and keep playing keep away with two of the best running backs of the country, I'm just saying, that's a perfect recipe with that offensive line to make a run at it, and obviously need some stuff to go their way. But that could also be a dark horse.
Hey, shout out Tony. He says he's looking for some prayers, guys. He's in the hospital. So,
oh, shit,
cousin Tony. Sorry to hear that, man.
Prayers up, brother.
But yeah, no, I think Missouri, I could see it. But remember, just last episode we said, or at least I said, I'm not hyping them up anymore, Shane.
I know.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
Before I'm going to be hyping them up. You know what?
Is there anybody else that you would say then? Lower half, like a Mississippi State or a...
he said Natty.
Kentucky.
He didn't say like go to bowl game.
Vanderbilt, you know? Maybe.
Vanderbilt winning the Natty with a true freshman quarterback.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to just pick your brain here.
No.
I think when you're talking dark horse, you got to have potential at quarterback. And I think the coaching's got to show that they have the ability to at least get you to the dance. So, and I think both South Carolina and Mizzou have that.
Uh-oh.
Or get close to it.
Now they're upset, Shane.
They're always upset.
Because you're getting on the game.
Oh, shit. Somebody picked up the other day. I was getting too high on Georgia Bulldogs. They're like, Shane, pull it back a little bit. Pull it back. Longhorn fans pissed off online. They're like, oh, Shane's shitting on Sarkisian.
But, hey, so let's say you're putting $100 on it.
Yeah.
This is the win the Natty. I mean, this is asking a lot. So this is like the Hail Mary of Hail Marys.
Yeah.
So we just talked about it. Florida, Auburn, South Carolina, Missouri. You know, I don't want to say wasting $100, but
yeah.
you're trying to cash in a lottery ticket here.
Yeah.
Who are you going to burn that money on?
For me, Mike, I go with quarterback and I go with South Carolina. Your Gamecocks. Okay. And I just, because I have seen Lenoris when he is like untouchable. There's a couple of there. I mean, you see it. If you watch any South Carolina game, there's a drive or two. You're just like, holy shit, where's this guy been? And I really do think in this offense, he's going to be showcased and we're going to look back and say, damn, why did we not have him as a Heisman favorite? So yeah, give me South Carolina.
Okay. Well, I don't know, Shane, if you have been – well, actually, I know you have because I saw you with the – what is that, a Modelo over there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was going to say, I don't know if you've been drinking with that pick, but I know you have. So I want to direct you to our friends over at Cheers. Come on, buddy. Go check them out. It's cheershealth.com, promo code THATSEC for 20% off your entire order over at Cheers. Health.com. What is this Cheers you keep rambling on about, Mike? Well, This is after alcohol age. Shane's going to need some of this tonight because I don't think he's been golfing too well here lately. Mm-hmm. So he's drinking his sorrows. He's drinking his sorrows. Tennessee got not only eliminated but embarrassed nationally. So if you have a couple too many, you pop in a cheers right before bed or after your last drink, and they guarantee, Shane, that you're going to feel at least 50% better.
Yeah.
Or your money back. How can you beat that, Shane? So go check them out. CheersHealth.com, promo code ThatSVC for 20% off. There's a link in the show notes. Cheers to you, brother.
You know who the biggest culprit of Cheers is? Tennessee legend. Her fans over at Tennessee Legend. If you get a chance to get up here to the Great Smoky Mountains, which is absolutely gorgeous right now, be sure to make your first visit or your last stop, Tennessee Legend. Let them know the cousin sent you. Not only get a discount, but you will get a bonus gift. And by gosh, it's fun, man. Just go in there, get some sipping going, and you will walk away with a bottle or two and thank us later. So be sure to stop in again. Tennessee Legend Distillery. They also got a location in Nashville, and if you don't have it or if you can't get to Tennessee, we'll see if your package store can't have it sent to them and you can have it at your house.
They clearly didn't name that brand after the basketball team, did they?
No Tennessee Legends tonight, right? Yeah.
Hey, shout out to
Rick Barnes was the third question asked, I think, was Rick Barnes like, are you 100% coming back? You know, damn.
Somebody said, James, Shane doesn't look 50% better.
No.
Well, he hasn't taken it yet. He's drinking now. This is for tomorrow.
Yeah, James. Jeez. Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Let me finish this beer first.
Well, speaking of beer, you might need another one, Shane, to listen to this. Shout out. Again, I'm not a huge fan of this, but it's a slow time of the season, so I just thought I'd bring it to the cousins' attention here. But ESPN, they put out these SP Plus rankings.
Yes.
And here's how they, again, these are not my rankings. I'll say these are Cousin Shane's rankings. This is how they do them, Shane. Returning production, recent history, which is like, okay, recent recruiting, and coach change effects. So that's what they claim. That's how they come up with these rankings. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
All right, so here's where they have every team in the SEC ranked. Georgia, number 4, higher than anybody, but not even top 3 in the country. Can you believe that? Damn.
What has happened to our conference? This is it. ESPN propaganda. That's what it is.
I thought they were biased for the SEC.
No, they're out now. They showcase our games, but, you know. They got to build it up.
That doesn't even make sense.
I feel like what it is they got to start us as underdogs. So we're going to have a success. We're going to have a success story.
They showcase our games, but they're not biased.
You can't sell Disney movies if you don't have a loser, you know?
That's true. Okay, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, so Georgia's the only team in the top 5.
Yeah.
According to SP Plus, whatever.
So the other one's Big Ten?
Yeah, they're all Big Ten.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
Isn't that correct? And I think Notre Dame in there too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we got, and then we got Texas.
Did Notre Dame write this article?
Texas, number 6.
Okay.
Could you buy that? Or is that too high?
I feel like that's too low. I feel like Georgia and Texas should definitely be top 5. Maybe not number 1 or 2. Maybe 3, right? 3 and 4. I could see that.
Yeah, I think we're backwards on too low, too high. See, the way I think low, number 1, you can't get lower than 1, can you? But I guess you can't get higher than number 1 is how you're looking at it, right?
Okay. Now we got to, you ever do that on a scale of 1 to 10? It's like, well, what is 1? You know, is 1 really good? So low score then. I feel like Texas and Georgia are clearly in the low 5s. Should be 1, if not, I think in the top 3, those two teams.
Both of them?
Yeah, let's give them 2 and 3. 2 and 3.
I don't think so. All right, how about it? And then they've got A&M. A&M, the third best team in the SEC, Shane. Number 9, according to SP Pluser. Would you buy that? A&M, number 9.
Are we still talking football?
Yes, sir.
I already hate this list. That's where we're at, Mike. So anything you say now is just going to be absolute trash. So, yeah, I do not agree with this.
I mean, they did win 11 games last year.
But, yeah, I mean, what, they got to win 12 regular season for them to be higher on this list or lower?
Well, I mean, this was last year, and this is this year. Mm-hmm. Losing mm-hmm. a lot. But what about thoughts on them being the third best in the SEC?
I don't hate it. Because I feel like that mix, I feel like there's tiers. There's definite tiers going to be going into the season. I think there'll be people in the Georgia camp. There'll be people in the Texas camp. And then I feel like there's a grouping, the LSUs, the A&Ms, the Oklahomas. They're going to all be there. Whoop it.
I don't think they want you to be high on A&M. They want you to be shitting on them.
Yeah, they suck. What are they doing on this list?
So number 10.
This is one they finally got right, you know?
Number 10.
Yes.
And four in the SEC.
LSU.
LSU. How do you know? You seen this list?
They don't even know who's dressing up. They're just like, well, Lane's down there. They got to put him on the – like they forgot to put him on the list, so –
Right. Well, this doesn't make sense given that they value returning production, recent history, yep. you know, all this, that, and the other. But again, this is what they got. Kiffin, elite coach. Think what you want about him. He is elite. Well, elite may be a too strong a word. He's elite in a regular season.
Yes.
Postseason, maybe not. But LSU, number 10 in the country, fourth in the SEC. I feel like you're buying that.
I'm buying it. Even though, right, it doesn't make sense with the parameters that they're using, but it's you got to have them in there. So it feels like LSU just got to put them in there somewhere, and this is exactly where ESPN put them. Not my list.
Now, this one, buddy, I think they're brand biased over here.
Alabama.
Number 11. Alabama, number 5 in the SEC. How do you think Alabama fans feel, Shane, again, being fifth-ranked team in the SEC?
I'm surprised you didn't put them as a dark horse. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like maybe there's a little brand bias here, and rightfully so. I mean, part of the voting here is what does it say? It was not returning, but what was the other one you put? Years past.
Returning production, recent history.
Recent history. So, I mean, recent history, you've got a team that was right there on the cusp of the college football playoffs and one that made it. So, maybe that's – I mean, it's tough to be brand biased and then have that backing it up because that's exactly why we have brand bias to begin with Alabama. They're always in the mix.
Yeah, but in the mix – and this is why I don't understand the Alabama fans that – they're like, man, what are you talking about? DeBoer's doing a great job. Fifth in the end. Shane, they used to be preseason at worst, like 2.
Yeah.
Every year. Now, not even top 10, 5 in the SEC. And they're like, you guys doing a hell of a job. I mean, I that doesn't compute with my brain. Does it compute with you?
Yeah, this is when you start losing them, you know? It's like, we did make a New Year's Bowl, you know? We did. You can what if, and you can pat them on the back so long before you realize you're not one of the powerhouses in this conference again. But Alabama hasn't shown me that they're not, right? Kalen DeBoer hasn't shown me that this can't be an elite program again. Has it been flawless? No. Has there been some hiccups along the way? Absolutely. But I still feel like Kalen DeBoer was a really good hire. And number 5 is going to be that bubble college football playoff. And if they make it again 2 years in a row, then I think Kalen's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, I don't know. I just heard a Feinbaum caller the other day, Shane. He was bragging about we're the ones that stopped Georgia from winning 3 natties in a row. You know, like, did you win it that year? No, you haven't won it since COVID. I don't even count COVID year. Before that, I think 2017. I mean, my goodness, Shane, how the mighty have fallen. If we're sitting here bragging about our best accomplishment is preventing another program from winning the conference, you know what? Or the national championship, excuse me.
But they did get a win in the playoffs. I feel like that, again, we're showing progress. So, yeah, you know me, man. I didn't put Alabama on the dark horse because I feel like they are part of that tier two. So they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this season.
Steve it up. Shout out.
Listen, right, there he is. Help me out.
Move Bama up a notch, please.
Road Tide.
That's what I'm saying. We got to move him up.
He's showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa.
You said this is where you get them. Move it up. What does that mean? top five right here.
Okay, number 12.
12, okay.
Sixth in the SEC.
Ole Miss.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
How about that? I mean, 12.
12. This is it. This is fringe right here, man.
Probably not making the playoff if you finish 12th.
No, because you got to put James Madison in there somewhere. Billy Napier coming back. Would they hate it? Let's just say that happened, right? Oklahoma finishes, what is this, fifth, you said, in the SEC?
Sixth.
Sixth in the SEC. That means 10 other teams were worse than them. Surely Sooners would think that as a step back, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're trying to win it, brother.
But 2 years ago, you'd have been like, hey, if I told you Nagy gets to 9 wins. And
all right, number 15 and seventh in the SEC. Who do you think it is?
Oh, you're on the outside looking in. Ole Miss. Tennessee. Jeez, did they not like Ole Miss? Where's Ole Tim at? The one that gives me a hard time for not giving Ole Miss enough love here.
Well, what thoughts on Tennessee, though? 15, no quarterback, essentially. Well, no quarter. Unknown at quarterback.
Yeah.
Retooling the defense. You fair or not?
Oh, yeah. Now we got basketball out of the way. We can really focus. And I feel like Tennessee's going to be all right. I really do. I joke. But I'm also not joking. Josh Heupel is an elite coach, and I'm glad we have him. And, yeah, I feel like we don't have a quarterback now, but that's what we said. Hell, some of us were saying this time last year. I don't know. I don't know what we got here. But then we turned out we got a really good quarterback. 22, Hendon Hooker. Who's that guy? Oh, he's just one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever walk through those halls. So, yeah, we still have a quarterback competition, but maybe they're just so damn good, Josh didn't know which one to roll with yet.
37 minutes in, first Hendon Hooker reference. Good job by you.
Here you go. Who won that bet?
All right, so 16. Finally, yeah. Shane. Ole Miss. Oh, buddy. All the way down here.
No respect.
They just hate Pete Golding, I guess, or they just think the program's going to implode without old Lane Kiffin, I guess.
Isn't it crazy? Like, every time I turn on Netflix, there's like a new comedian that's talking. And then when I was growing up, it was like Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect. You know, that's what I thought comedians back in the Jeff Foxworthy ever now then. But yeah, I feel like this is a no respect, and it's kind of crazy to me. But Ole Miss doesn't care. They're used to being doubted and put in that box. And you know what? You're going back to the bottom. No, I do not think that's going to happen at all. Ole Miss got a good football team, best quarterback in the country right now.
Yeah, and since we last recorded, Shane, I don't know if you caught this, but the NCAA, they've been appealing Trinidad Chambliss, his restraining order, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, Shane, Mississippi Supreme Court. I said, get the hell out of here, NCAA. You may not appeal. So that was the last step. Trinidad's good. Good to go. He'll be playing this year. So that's fantastic news. Maybe this was published before that. I don't know. But, I mean, hell, if you knew what the hell you're doing, you knew Trinidad was going to be eligible for months now. But one other thing. So they've opened spring. I just thought this was interesting. Trinidad is suing the NCAA now.
Oh, shit.
For damages because they wanted him on the cover of the new NCAA video game. And he couldn't do it because they didn't know if he was going to be eligible. So he lost the money there. So he wants that money from the NCAA. I hope he gets it.
I hope he gets it, too. Good for him. And I hope he gets a personal copy from Who's up? Mendoza? No, Mendoza's not coming back.
So I mean, what they did last year, and it's probably what they're going to do forever. They got like 20 people on the cover.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they just didn't want to have a guy who's not eligible, you know?
They'll just send him a free copy of the game. We good?
All right, number 19. Again, according to SP Plus, not our ranks. This ranking's kind of
Why
bullshit.
Can't they put it on the screen now? I mean, it's not like they released the game yet. It doesn't come out till July. So you feel like...
I mean, Shane, maybe you just missed last year, but you got them all together. I don't know how to explain it. They did like a photo op. And I'm sure the photo op's already done.
I thought that was a fake photo. I thought that was like cartoon or AI generated.
I mean, I don't know.
You can't. Okay, I'm just
I was a part of it. All I know is Trinidad suing him.
Save the lawsuit. Pencil him in there. Bing. I'll do it. Give me. I got ChatGPT. I can handle it.
Number 19. Florida Gators shade all the way down here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 9th in the SEC. Florida, are they getting to, again, this is supposed to be recent history taken into account. It doesn't look like it here.
No.
But again, I'm a believer in Florida. Are you?
I am. I'm a believer. But again, we're now getting into the, did you say 9th in the SEC?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're bottom half right now. These are,
it's still top 20 in the country.
Yeah. That's crazy, right? We got a lot of really good teams. We just do we have a great team amongst them? That's what we're looking for. Florida Gators could be the one, and they got an uphill battle, but I can't argue with this placement. I feel like this is one that you just got to kind of prove, especially with the turnover they had.
Okay. Well, speaking of having something to prove this year, Shane, Mizzou, number 20 in the country, 10th in the SEC. Does that feel about right for Mizzou?
I don't know about that, but, you know, I think we can agree this is going to be a tougher year for Mizzou than it has years past, but...
Who would you put them ahead of, the teams we've talked about?
Florida, for starters. I mean, just the one that you did there. Other than that, we'll just kind of leave it at there.
One spot. Okay. And then, hey, how about this? Maybe this will surprise you, maybe not.
Yeah.
Since they're your dark horse, Carolina, 24th in the country, 11th in the SEC. You're buying the Gamecocks in the top 25 preseason.
Yes. Yes, I am. I kind of hate it, though, because then I don't look so smart when they turn out to be a top 25 team. But, yeah, I feel like South Carolina is definitely in that mix right now. And not a tough – I'm not saying that South Carolina's got an easier schedule. They always have a tough schedule. It's just now everyone else does too. So yeah. I think that really bodes well for South Carolina.
Okay. And then we got 26 just outside the top 25. Auburn, Shane. Auburn getting some love here with a new coach.
Well, if it were Baylor, they'd be up there because returning production. So I guess it's how you weigh that. So, again, we're kind of in that prove it group, and that's kind of what we're going to have to do here. But this may be one that we do next year, and it's top seven, top eight, you know?
Right. And then the team that forced Shane to get a little bit more in shape, Vanderbilt, number 31. I think that's some nice respect for the Commodores. That feels about right to me.
I was really afraid that after all the talent they lost this last season that, you know, they would just drop. I give them a hard time, right? I'm always going to give Vanderbilt a hard time, but they deserve an opportunity to stay at the table, you know? And at the table, I mean, top 25, they're a little bit outside, but a couple of wins are right back in the mix.
Okay, and then way outside... Number 47.
47.
Arkansas.
Wow. Yeah. there's no sugarcoating this one, Mike.
Well, yeah. Silverfield's used to it, if nothing else, right?
Look at that face. Look at that.
He's ready for the task at hand.
That was the face he made when he found out they were number 47 on this list. You kidding me, man? Yeah.
Hey, they always do better when without expectations, though, don't you think?
Exactly, exactly. Arkansas is better when nobody's talking about them. Look, we all got on the hype train. They get knocked out of the tournament.
But is that too high, too low, 47?
I'm surprised that they're higher than some of the other SEC teams you haven't mentioned. That's I guess if I'm being honest, I feel like probably Kentucky. No, I think maybe Mississippi State, and then
well, I'd go. Let's hit on those then. 52. Okay.
Yeah,
Mississippi State.
Yeah, so they're kind of in the same ballpark. What's right. Kentucky? I'm sorry. Can we do Kentucky too? Just go ahead and throw them up there as well.
We cannot.
Oh, damn it. Because I would say
Kentucky 53.
Okay. All right. So they're not too far off. I'd have Kentucky higher in this mixing here. So I'd say Kentucky, then I would say Mississippi State, and then I'd say Arkansas. That's the order I would say.
You put Arkansas last?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What was Silverfield block you too or something? What's going on here?
If Arkansas finished top 25,
was it that tie interview?
I'll do the tie dance without the shirt. You know?
If they finish in the top 25,
yeah, top 25. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I want to see that, but all right. all right. Couple of news and notes around the SEC, Shane.
Yes.
This was fascinating. Fascinating, Shane. I don't know if you or the cousins have saw any of this, but it was very fascinating. There was I believe he's from Ireland, an Irish rugby player. How about that, Shane?
Yeah.
His name is Nef Giwa. I'm sure I butchered that, right?
Yeah.
So he has been training, and this trainer put out a footage of this guy, 3-second clip. 3 seconds, Shane. And then what happened? Georgia offered him. Miami offered him. Tennessee offered him. SMU offered all these schools, right? Who is this? Who is this Jeff Niwa guy? 3-second clip. He's a rugby player from Ireland, Shane. And now he's been working with this trainer that has helped a lot of guys get to college and I think the NFL.
Do you have the clip?
I do not have the clip.
Damn.
I mean, it's 3 seconds a guy.
I don't know.
Blocking without pads on. I mean, it's not that interesting.
What is he going to be, like a running back or a linebacker?
He's 6'8".
Golly.
300 pounds.
All right.
And they say his arms are 37 inches long, which means if you have that long arms, you're usually well over 7 foot tall.
Oh, shit.
So basically, he's got the longest arms.
Golly.
Perhaps of any 6'8" man in the universe. And again, he's an athlete, right?
Yeah.
So he's played rugby. But here's the thing. He's never played football. And he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And now, so Georgia and Tennessee, they apparently didn't have room for him. And they said, will you be a 27 signee, which means a year from now.
Yeah.
But the Gamecocks, Shane, they said, come on down now. And they signed his ass. So they got this guy. This just happened today.
Damn.
That won the recruiting battle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's exciting. But, again, listen to the offers. Miami, which, you know, they're like a big-time offensive line school now.
Yeah.
Georgia, Tennessee, and he's going to South Carolina. So you would have to think, just based on the schools involved, there's probably a lot of money on the table as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely exciting for South Carolina. But is it realistic, Shane, that this guy will be able to help him on the field this year?
No. I'd love to say yes. And some, I mean, there may be a couple of situations like extra point or, you know, something along those lines, or maybe even punt. If he's as athletic as you say, you know, he may probably be a hell of a guy to have over there. But truthfully, Mike, it is, I mean, it's so much to go from high school to college, nonetheless, never playing it. So you got to understand the game. You got to learn the game. And then you got to learn all the techniques that come along with being elite at that level. So it definitely helps that you have the size and the attributes. I mean, that's what you want, but this will be a project. But if this project comes through and he stays in South, I mean, maybe that's what Georgia and Tennessee are thinking, like, hey, go on over there. We'll see you in 27, you know? But if he can stay on that roster, then, brother, yeah, absolutely. I can't argue with it.
Well, and then keep in mind, South Carolina's, they've suffered some injuries at offensive tackle. So,
I mean, if we're
sliding in a guy that's literally never played, it's worse than I thought. But if nothing else, we've got perhaps massive potential here.
Yeah.
But also, shout out Bruce Feldman, who wrote about this guy and has gotten to know him a little bit. He says the new Carolina offensive line coach, Randy Clements, he was huge in this recruitment. Clements, yeah, he's recruited or developed a German guy into an NFL second round pick at Baylor. Nice. And then a former hockey player in Canada developed him into a first rounder. So he has done this before, to where he's taken these raw guys and turned them into NFL draft picks. So the fact that, this won't be new to him necessarily.
It's like above the rim, but the football version.
But it's pretty interesting that this came about like in the last couple of weeks.
And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but there's also been some of those rugby players that were elite that just never did anything in college world. So it just depends on, you got the pieces. Can you get through the coaching? And that's why I'm saying, let's don't put expectations on him. But hell, look at, if anybody can do it, South Carolina. I mean, they took a track star and made an elite wide receiver out of him. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of in their DNA to turn these guys around. So, yeah, don't be surprised if we're watching the football, like, who the hell is this cat?
And again, so he's played rugby. So he's athletics, certainly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And now maybe this, I don't know if they'd actually do this, but what would you do, Shane?
Uh-huh.
Near in the red zone, you got Nick Harbor on one side. You got this giant 6'8", 300 pounder with 7-foot wingspan. You just put him on the opposite side. How the hell are you going to guard these guys and just have Sellers throw it up there to either one of them? You know what?
No, I love it. That would be really good. Just like you're talking about getting involved, like some little gimmick, little left tackle pass, you know, you've seen those sometimes. So I would Proctor down the sidelines. So,
I was just about to say, thank God he didn't go to Alabama. They'd be throwing pass every down.
Or Ole Miss, he'd be their short down running back, you know.
Well, the coach who did that, natural transition here, sad news here. LSU, they had a setback here in practice, Shane. Defensive end Gabe Relaford, torn ACL this week in practice. Ugh. So that's likely a season ender. I know that they've added a lot of players via the transfer portal. So they've added Jordan Ross from Tennessee and, of course, Princewell from Ole Miss. So they've still got a lot of talent to work with, but you just hate that this time of year when you're getting guys down for the year. You know what?
Yeah, I don't like that. I always hate that, especially here at the end of spring. You know, it's like you made it to the finish line. Let's just pack it up. So, yeah, I hate that for LSU. Going to need everybody, especially this first year, because the expectation is so high down there. But I just hate hearing injuries like this.
Right. And so they opened spring last week in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Apparently Sam Levitt's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
But he's still not participating in the 11-on-11. So he's not full go by any means, but looks like he's a little bit ahead of schedule as he's recovering from, I believe, a Liz Frank injury. So that's good news for LSU, certainly. And then the other thing I've got for the Tigers, I just thought this was interesting, Shane. They signed a 5-star defensive lineman out of high school, Richard Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's early. It's way early.
Wasn't that the Matrix guy? Mr. Anderson.
I believe that's correct. But he's been already running with the first team defense.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we're talking first week, 5-star. Now, if that sticks, I think you're like, good night. He's probably amazing. You know? Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that at you.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, that's what you want, right? Like, you get somebody who didn't think... you see Barnes talking about that on... I didn't think that guy was going to make the roster, you know? And then all of a sudden, he's your part of your top front five, you know? So, right. Yeah, you just never know. And I could always... Yeah, we could always handle that down there in LSU.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes?
Little update here in Tennessee. They had their first scrimmage of the spring over the weekend, Shane. And safety has been an issue in recent seasons.
Yeah.
Now we got this new defensive coordinator that likes to roll out three safeties. In the scrimmage, apparently the safeties had multiple interceptions.
Oh.
Is that, are you fired up? Hey, this defense getting better? Or is it, God, we don't have a quarterback this year?
I'm a little torn, man, because my first knee-jerk reaction was like, hell yeah, defense. Then I was like, damn, who threw the football? So if it was one quarterback that potentially is not starting, I'm okay with.
Maybe this is the old Clark Lee, right? Where, hey, we're letting the young quarterback make his mistakes here.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather him do it in spring.
All right, then how about this update from Gainesville, Shane? Florida held their first scrimmage over the weekend. First quarterback out?
Yes.
Tramiel Jones was the first quarterback out. Now, he did not lead the team on a scoring drive, though. And then here comes Aaron Filo, first drive, scored a touchdown. So what's that tell you about the Florida quarterback competition?
I'm still holding off, right? I mean, it's just one drive, two drives, right? I mean, in a game, you're going to have several of those. So I'm not panicking, but it is eyebrows are raised.
And Dallas Wilson, star receiver, he's still not scrimmaging.
I mean, you could kind of sense that from coach talking all offseason here. The way I understood is if we needed him to play, like if we were playing Saturday, Dallas would be out there, but we don't need him. So we got to be smart. And that's one thing he kept saying over and over again. We just got to be smart. So the smart thing is let's don't rush him in the spring. Now, it may hurt him. It may hold him back a little bit. You know, he may not be completely dialed into week three next year, but I would rather have 100% Dallas than no Dallas.
Hey, Brodo, he wants to know if you're willing to make a Florida walk.
Hell no.
He's just trying to get you in shape, Shane.
I know, Brodo. Or get me killed, you know. I already got one for the – I think I got a marathon in Vanderbilt if they –
Go 12-0.
Yeah, if they pull off a miracle. I'm making smarter bets this year.
All right, then last little update here, Shane.
Yes.
Down in Texas, Shane. Apparently there's a quarterback tearing it up in camp down there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, is Arch going to win the Heisman? No! Diabell, Shane, the freshman. Arch Manning not scrimmaging. He's still kind of limited.
Yeah.
The son, do you remember Rajah Bell, NBA player?
Yeah.
This is his son here. We got a little bit of a quarterback controversy down in Austin.
We won't until October, right? I mean, I'm all in on Arch Manning, and I know he'll be ready to go. But, you know, the leash is pretty damn long down there. So I feel like it would take an absolute disaster or injury to see Dion come in. But I'm not, you know, ideally Texas, some of those games that shouldn't have been close last year, that's what you want, to get Arch off of the football field so that you can see this young kid. And maybe that's where the real controversy comes in when we start seeing him run around.
Yeah. Oh, and one more. I forgot. So apparently Gunner is pretty limited.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's one of those deals. If they had a game, he'd play.
Yeah.
But considering he's so limited, remember it was last week we were saying, oh, can they win one? David Pollack, does they think win one with old Gunner? Is that good for Georgia? Or does it, you know, that maybe you – They're letting the backups get comfortable. Does you see what I'm saying? Is it could it all be good? Because I would imagine Gunner's been there so long. He's been through so many practices.
Yeah.
Or would you rather him be 100%? Where are you at there?
I kind of want him out there, you know. I mean, he's an absolute machine as far as running through a wall. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's just that guy. And so, I don't know. This seems like a good time to work on some chemistry with, you know, some
new receivers.
Yeah, right. So that's, I don't know, that's a little disheartening. But ooh, maybe Mike's like, hey, that's why he's yelling, because he wants to get back to the running game so much.
So you're selling your Georgia stock already?
No. Okay. Not yet. Gunner really don't need to practice.
Well, you know who I'm not selling stock on, Shane?
Who's that?
Shout out Brian Jennings and Toddy Dirks.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the family.
And Todd and Brian, now they could come hang out with us, Shane.
Cousins only.
Next time we do, only cousins. Call-in show.
Only cousins, yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. Still some kinks to be worked out, but we did that last Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to do that once a week to hang out. All the cousins that have participated can call in, ask us questions. We'll do that later in the week here.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you guys for doing that. And I had a blast. And it was kind of fun listening, because in my mind, I got like, I see Brodo. I know exactly how I thought Brodo would talk, you know, but now I hear Brodo. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense, you know? So I'm putting the voices with the names now, and I really enjoyed that. I didn't get to talk because that was one of the kinks we got to work out. But if you're watching the video, you got to hear me talk to no one.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, anything else before we hop off here?
Nah, I mean, we can officially put a pin in basketball, right? Move on to the next sport. You know, a lot of people are excited about baseball and softball, but I'm ready for some football, Mike. And we still got some spring practices going on. We still got a lot of content heading your way, so be sure to have those notifications on. So if anything crazy happens, we will be jumping on. And look forward to seeing you guys soon. I know Smart Guy will be on tomorrow. I will definitely see y'all Tuesday.
Yeah, and we're about to kick it over to April.
Yep.
We got spring games all April long. So we got that to look forward to.
Yes.
But that's all we got on this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Vols. Michigan cheated.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.